Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Adlin. While supply chain slowdowns have presented big challenges for every sector of U.S. agriculture, Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says she and her colleagues have asked the USDA and Secretary Tom Vilsack to look into the situation.
We have called on him to address some of the issues in the supply chain crisis. And so I sent a letter to our Ag Committee Chairwoman, Debbie Stabenow, asking for a hearing with Secretary Vilsack at USDA to examine the recent supply chain crisis and to also probe deeper into the Biden administration's plan to address supply chain failures as it relates to our ag industry. So we're really asking them to come forward. Let's be transparent. Let's talk about what's going on and the solutions to what we're experiencing in the supply chain. This is a crisis. It is an urgent crisis. And we need to know how Secretary Vilsack is going to address this.
Ernst says she isn't sure why the issue keeps dragging on with no apparent solutions in sight.
This is where the Biden administration and Secretary Vilsack will point the finger and say it's all COVID-19. But if you take a look at a much broader spectrum, the overregulation of industry and our labor shortages are really being exacerbated by their policies. And they are as much or in some cases even more to blame than the pandemic for this crisis. So a lot of the policies that have been put in place encourage people to stay home rather than returning to work.
The situation has no chance of getting fixed if people aren't getting back to work.
If you don't have folks working, making goods, delivering goods, we know that the supply chain crisis is going to continue. So it is time that Secretary Vilsack come before the Ag Committee. He's only been in front of us one time this year, and he did it virtually. And so it's time he actually comes to the Senate and faces the committee. We need solutions. We need them to understand that we are very concerned about this crisis right now.
Again, that is Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst. Republican Representative Rodney Davis of Illinois, who is also a member of the House Agriculture Committee and co-chair of the House Biofuels Caucus, is once again urging President Biden to keep his word to farmers on supporting the renewable fuel standard. Davis made remarks during the Ag Committee Subcommittee on Commodity Exchanges, Energy, and Credit hearing.
And in June, I sent a letter along with my Republican colleagues to President Biden regarding the rumors that the administration was considering a nationwide waiver of the RFS to cut demand for more combined gallons than all those cut due to the small refinery exemptions issued by the prior administration. And we encouraged the president to keep his 2020 promises to rural America and actually uphold the law.
The Environmental Protection Agency has yet to release renewable volume obligations, and Davis sent a letter of inquiry to the agency. He hasn't received a response and says that's concerning.
I hope that this is not an indication of the administration's unwillingness to stand with America's farmers. And further, in March, I sent a letter with my Republican colleagues to the USDA encouraging the department to quickly provide assistance using existing funds to biofuels producers for COVID-related market disruptions. Secretary Vilsack responded to that letter in August, stating that an update to the Pandemic Assistance for Producers program at the USDA would be provided by Labor Day. However, we're still waiting. 11 months into this administration and no biofuels producers have seen any relief.
The reason for Davis's urgency is the campaign promise President Biden made, calling Trump-era RFS waivers harmful and calling for setting strong renewable volume obligations for 2021. Contrary to that statement, the Biden EPA is considering big cuts to biofuel blending mandates for 2020, 2021, and 2022. You could blame it on the weather or the pandemic or the supply chain woes or something else. But the bottom line is this past year and a half has been one for the books for ag producers. Michael Swanson, Wells Fargo chief agricultural economist, says every segment of the ag sector is experiencing challenges that feed the bigger problems.
Typically, you know, could be pears, could be apples, hops. But this year, it's kind of the food inflation and what food processors and retailers are doing about it. I mean, it's very different.
Even for farmers, Swanson says, who are used to facing a different challenge every year, but this is different.
Every year we have weather issues, commodities are up, commodities are down, but this is one of the first years in a long time that food inflation is front and center for most of the consumers, since we're talking about whether it's going to persist and what they should do about it, because their input costs are really much higher than they were a year and a half ago, even a year ago.
And that, Swanson says, has hit the supply chain particularly hard.
trucker availability, containers, reefers, pallets, cartons, packing material. They're all kind of jumbled up together right now. So it's not that perhaps the apples aren't there or the food's not there. It's the truck's not there or the packaging's not there.
Again, that's Wells Fargo Chief Agricultural Economist Michael Swanson. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently announced State Farm Service Agency and State Rural Development Director appointees for around 20 states, but several are still waiting to get their people in place. South Dakota is one of those states. During a virtual appearance at the NAFB annual convention in Kansas City, USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack talked about when the rest of the vacant positions might get filled.
Well, that process is evolving. We've had a tranche of folks announced today in those categories and a group that was announced recently. I think what you're going to see over the next 30 to 45 days is a significant number of those positions being identified. Part of the challenge here is that we are competing, obviously, with other agencies who also are interested in having their people in place. And there is a very extensive vetting process that goes through to make sure that the people that are put in these positions don't have anything that would create some difficulty or challenge in terms of their ability to do the job and their ability to make sure that people have full faith and confidence in their ability to do the job. So we just have to let that vetting process go through the process. It does take some time, and that's because there are literally thousands of these jobs that have to be filled. You know, I'm excited about the fact that we're finally getting some folks on board, and I would anticipate South Dakota will see activity very soon.
Again, that is Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. And lastly, here on American Ag Today, the USDA has begun issuing roughly $270 million in pandemic assistance payments to eligible contract producers of livestock and poultry who applied for help. Earlier this year, the Farm Service Agency identified gaps in assistance. USDA then released an improved program for contract producers to help fill those gaps. FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau says, quote, "We listened to feedback from producers and stakeholders about impacts across livestock and poultry operations and made updates to be more equitable in the assistance we've delivered," end quote. He went on to say, quote, "Filling these gaps and not letting underserved producers slip through the cracks is a common theme throughout our approach under our Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative," end quote. The Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021 provides funding for payments to contract producers of eligible livestock and poultry for revenue losses from January 1st of 2020 through December 27th of this year. Contract producers of broilers, pullets, chicken eggs, turkeys, and many other types of livestock and poultry were eligible. Again, the USDA has begun issuing roughly $270 million in pandemic assistance payments to eligible contract producers of livestock and poultry who applied for the help. And this has been another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. Thank you so much for joining us. You can find more online at AmericanAgNetwork.com. I'm Jesse Allen, wishing you a great day.